So how would you like to take an all-inclusive vacation and get a great deal? The answer is, yes, Scott, I'd like to. Can we do it right now? Yeah, pretty fast. Just go to cheapcaribbean.com/daily-boost and find out exactly how to do it. How are you? Are you ready? Cranking through your week? I have to tell you, we're in the motorhome right now, broadcasting live. The air conditioner is off to make it nice and quiet for you. I've got to get it done fast because it's like 95 degrees today. But I want to talk about SMART goals and why they're... should I say it? Stupid! They are! Listen, Forrest Gump can say stupid is as stupid does, and he was right. Sometimes things are stupid, even though you've been told they're not. So today... Oh my God, did I just scare you away? I sure hope not. Hang on, because we're going to talk about goals. You've heard about SMART goals. If you haven't, I'll explain it to you, and I'll tell you why you shouldn't do it. Well, sort of do it. Hang on, we'll get there, okay? It is a daily boost from motivationtomove.com. We've been doing this a long time, 15 years now, 49 million downloads. Right now, guys, your room should feel crowded. You should feel as though, my God, is it just me in the world that's going through this, that's struggling with procrastination and new habits and setting goals and getting what you want? It's only me. Sometimes you feel like that. You feel like it's only you, right? I do too sometimes. But no, right now there's tens of thousands of people that have just downloaded this program. They do it right away every single day in the hundreds of thousands before the episodes are done. All those people are doing one of two things. They're either just like you and they're trying to find a way, or they have found a way and they're looking to make sure they stay sharp and on track. Which one are you? Which one do you want to be? In any case, I'm glad you're here. My name is Scott Smith. I'm the founder and the chief motivating officer here at motivationtomove.com. Get ready. If you haven't found this kind of style of personal development, you might be in for it, because kind of a motivational commentary, a little comedy in here, a little fun stuff. And sometimes occasionally I'll step way across the line and you'll say, Scott, you went too far, but you'll learn a lesson. So hang in there for the ride today. By the way, have you ever heard, if you want something done, get a busy person to do it? You probably have, right? That's who you should listen to when you want to take control of your schedule or getting things done. And I'm a busy guy. I'm going to de-busify you, though, okay? Here's how you do it. If you want to work on what's important to you, go to motivationtomove.com right now. Get the Perfect Week Planner free. Don't have to give me a dime for it. Just go get it. But you have to do it before September 7th. It is going away. I have something new on the way, but this is going to be gone. So if you want it, go get it. All right, before we can get going today, and we have a sponsor. We are worldwide on every single platform around the world. When that happens, it costs a lot of money for distribution, so we have a distribution sponsor. It is CheapCaribbean.com. CheapCaribbean.com. They've been around for about 20 years now, and they're in the business of providing the best all-inclusive vacations. All-inclusive beach vacations mean all-you-can-eat food, alcohol, non-alcoholic beverages, as well as the beach, night activities. They're all included. When you book at CheapCaribbean.com, all-inclusive means you get more food and more fun and more drinks, more everything. And this is important. Cheap Caribbean has no change fees when you book a Cheap Caribbean vacation resort. And they add trip protection so you can book with confidence, less money, less worry, more beach. That's really important here in the past year or so, isn't it? Be sure to check out either their Dreams or their Secrets Resort. And when you go book at CheapCaribbean.com right now, take $100 off your next beach vacation when you visit cheapcaribbean.com/daily-boost. And make sure you put the dash in the middle there. cheapcaribbean.com/daily-boost. See you on the beach. Thanks, Cheap Caribbean. Appreciate it. So many folks downloading this. We do need that. Okay, let's get into this right now and give you a full, complete show. You do know that if you don't like the commercials, we have a version for you without commercials. Motivationtomove.com. You can find out how you can get that one, okay? It's there for you should you want to choose it. So SMART goals. Forrest Gump said it. I didn't say it. You cannot get mad at me. Somebody will, Scott. You're in the realm of personal development. You're too smart to say words like stupid. I'm sorry. Some things are. And when you look at the world for what it is, exactly it is, and you just kind of don't put any weight on, it doesn't really matter. It is what it is. It's a good word to use. I might be the only guy that does the kind of work I do that started a podcast calling goals stupid. But they are, and I'll get to why here right now. So I'm a big fan. And what I call big-ass goals. You are too. You should be. You're a heat-seeking missile when it comes to goals. You may not like it. You may not think about it. You may not realize it. You may not think you have the talent to set goals. But the truth is, you're lying to yourself. Because you do. It's built into you from the day you were born. It's in your DNA. You just go chasing things. In fact, That's what you do from the minute you get out of bed. That's probably why you're here today, because you're chasing something. Happiness, more money, better relationships. I don't know what it is, but you're chasing it. You're going after it. That means you have set a goal, even though it may be unofficial. It may be sitting in the back of your mind. You may not wonder what or be thinking about how you're actually going to get there, but it is your natural state. But smart goals may not be all of that. Now, smart goals are something that some person made up along the way. I promise you, some guy like me sat down one day and said, I need to do a podcast. Let's think up something, make it up, an acronym. The acronyms work. Tell me I'm not right. We make stuff up like this. Why? It's easy to remember. It makes sense. Easy to teach a lesson. And sometimes you get paid for it. SMART stands for this: specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time-bound. Got that? Now, amazingly, there's a whole bunch of folks in this audience right now that have never heard of SMART goals. Specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time-bound. That is the nature of pretty much everything in life. We're all on a path. We're going down the path. You know, think about it. As somebody was born, they're 26 years old now, and you're 36. They haven't been through 10 years of life that you have been through. So you may have learned something, and you're thinking, oh, why is he talking about this again? Well, the fact is, somebody is younger than you, or maybe they just missed it their whole life. They were just not paying attention to it. They haven't learned it yet. That's why we do this. Specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, time-bound. Now, it's an acronym. Somebody made it up. It's awesome. It works. It sounds like a good plan, but I can't wrap my head around something. And this is just vast experience that I've had in this world of trying to do stuff and get stuff done. So excuse me if I can't figure out when I set my goal, if it's achievable or realistic. Tell me you haven't sat down to write a goal someday and you say, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm ready to go. And you get to that point of achievable and realistic. And first off, you don't even know if you can get there, right? You got to believe in yourself to do it, but you don't really know. Kind of an ant going to toss you out right then. But secondly, time bound. No, you can probably do that one. Secondly, realistic. You've probably set a goal before and say, you go bounding into the living room and say, honey, I've got a new goal. Like my wife, she looks at me like, again, another one, here it comes. You walk in there and somebody says to you, hey, come on, man. What are you thinking? Or maybe worse, you get done writing your goal, you go to bed, you're laying there at 3 o'clock in the morning, you wake up and you go, come on, what am I thinking there? I can't do this. Tell me that hasn't happened to you. I'm going to be real with you. I'm not going to lie to you. You know it's happened before. If you can take the truth, and I know you can, you get that. But is it a bad thing? No, it's not. It's just a realistic thing. Yes, we can get specific very easily. There's no doubt about that. We have to be. Clarity is key. We do want to measure, because when you measure, you can tell what you've accomplished. You can move forward. We do want to at least think we and believe we can achieve it for sure. And we really, really want to make sure it's realistic. We can't have a unicorn and rainbow land out there. And time bound is always a good thing. Outcome based on time restraints is fantastic. But still, if it knocks you off your feet before you ever get there, is it really going to work for you? The answer is, that was a rhetorical question, I guess. Just say no, it's not going to. Because if you're not confident that it's achievable, and if you don't think it's realistic, are you really going to go for it? What are you tripping on, man? What are you trying to do? That's a crazy goal. That's what you're thinking to yourself, right? So when did a big-ass goal seem achievable and realistic when you first said it? Really, when you first thought about it and you got beyond the excitement, the infatuation phase, it's like meeting a brand new girl or a brand new boy. And you're like, whoa. And you get a couple of dates in, you go, uh-oh, what was I thinking? Same thing about achievable goals. Are they achievable and realistic? Maybe, maybe not. If it were true, wouldn't we all be doing it? Yes, we would. Anytime you're moving from dreaming into doing, you're going to be living in the world of crazy and scary. There's no doubt about that. So what the heck do we do about this stuff, huh? Well, let me give you some advice. If you hold yourself to only what you think currently today in your state of mind where you are right now to what is achievable and realistic, it's going to be difficult. You're going to step back. Keep doing what you're doing. But if you get specific and measurable and time-bound, and then you say, you know what? I'm going to grow into the achievable. I'm going to grow into the realistic. And every step I take closer to what I'm going to be doing is going to make it real. And at that point, smart goals become very smart, and they're not stupid anymore. You see, there are some people who listen to this podcast in the beginning, and they bailed out halfway through, and they didn't realize that actually it is smart, but you got to do it the right way. In other words, your confidence and your self-esteem are not quite where they need to be. You've never been down that road. You don't have a belief system in place, but the minute you go down that road, you will have it. Cool. Oh, God, I'm going. Okay. Listen, you think this is a kind of real world oriented stuff that I do occasionally offbeat? Yeah, sometimes I cross the line my style. It might speak to you. Maybe it does. You should become a premium member and get the coaching version of this program 5 days a week. Yes, this it's coaching version. This version is recorded separately from the coaching version. There's no commercials in that, no sales in that. Just you and me getting down to the coaching stuff. It's fast. It's cool. It's great. I'm not for everybody. If you're on the fence, keep thinking about it. If you're thinking this will work for you, go to motivationtomove.com, get signed up. We have another distribution sponsor tomorrow, so we'll be back tomorrow. See you then.